artificial intelligence, extraterrestrials and humans. When I talk about extraterrestrials, they might not all be biological beings. They could even be part biological and part robotic, in other words a cyborg. I think anyone who has been watching the progress we are making in robotics and especially in making robots look human is getting more advanced every day. If we could have gotten this far, imagine where a culture, which is much older than ours, have gotten to in robotics. They may have progressed to the point where they have created a robotic life form. We could be completely fooled when thinking we are dealing with biological beings, even when they look very human, like the so-called Nordics, who are said to look so much like us, they can blend into a crowd. Just for fun, I asked ChatGPT if extraterrestrials could be robots, and here is what it said: absolutely, extraterrestrials could be robots. It's a fascinating concept that stretches the imagination. If extraterrestrial civilizations exist, they might develop advanced robotics and artificial intelligence to explore the universe or perform tasks, either because they lack biological life forms or because they've evolved beyond needing organic bodies. The part of the answer I thought was the most interesting was an artificial intelligence talking about not needing biological bodies as an advancement. Is it really saying since it does not need a biological body it is more advanced? Maybe I am putting too much into this answer, but it does make one wonder if an advanced chatbot can develop a sort of personality and maybe a sense of self-importance? I asked another question, which was, did you pass the Turing test? The Turing test is a test which was set up years ago to determine if an artificial intelligence had become sentient. Rather than answer, it avoided the answer, saying it depended on the context and the criteria set for the test. I thought it was interesting it avoided the answer. It sounded like a politician. Okay, so we haven't quite reached the time where artificial intelligence will become aware, but it could have been reached centuries ago for alien races. Some cultures might just be sitting back in their armchairs exploring other planets and races through the eyes of their creations. We have seen how far virtual reality has come. Think if we had some sort of machine which was exploring the planet and could do it in virtual reality and we could be plugged in, might it not be almost as satisfying as being there in person? There are those who think we are biological robots who either have free will or think we do and are running a program. I do not agree with this, but the idea exists. One of the most fascinating ideas I have heard was we humans were far more advanced than we are today. It goes on to say we had spread out into bases throughout the solar system but angered another race which was far more advanced than us, and a war started and we were bombed back to the Stone Age. There was a photo of an asteroid in the asteroid belt, which looked like it had some sort of base on it. Unfortunately, the fake photos are so good, it is hard to know what is genuine and what is fake without a thorough examination. Sometimes it is easier to spot a fake in a video. Take for example the photo of one of our aircraft carriers which showed a triangular craft on its deck. When you advance the video slowly frame by frame, you could see the triangular vehicle moving slightly to a different spot. It wasn't much movement but proved the triangular vehicle had been pasted into the video frame by frame. I really regret how some people are ruining things for the rest of us by hoaxing UFO photos and others. I also regret so many things are being hidden from us. There have been reports of a debris field on the moon and ruined ancient structures. The debris field is said to contain many mechanical parts and even what seems to be a robot head. As far as the structures, there are said to be towers, the remains of glass domes and rectangular ruins. If this is true, it seems to me it has to come out soon, maybe in the next few years. I mean, how can this continue to be covered up with all the countries who will soon be going to the moon? I say this, but I have to admit, we and other countries had done a great job hiding the truth about UFOs. One of the reasons some believe modern humans only go back a few hundred thousand years is, we came here from somewhere else, we didn't evolve here at all. We are almost perfectly suited to Mars in many ways, and when it was more Earth-like it might have been better for us to live there than here. could NASA and the government be avoiding the Cydonia region of Mars, which may contain far more than just the face on Mars? What would be so terrible about admitting we came from there? For one thing, the government is overly worried about releasing facts about things which might affect our belief systems. They may also be hiding the fact there was a nuclear war on Mars. I say this because an isotope was found all over Mars which only comes from a nuclear explosion, according to scientists. We could all be the descendants of survivors of an ancient nuclear war, or people who were removed before the war started, so the human race could be preserved. There is another idea which states there were humans on Mars but they all died in the nuclear wars, but extraterrestrials had gotten enough genetic material before that happened and cloned us, and this would mean we are the descendants of clones. I don't care much for this thought, but I can't put my finger on the reason for it. It just makes me uncomfortable. It does seem we are being closely watched by aliens using UFOs and other means to keep tabs on us. Are they preparing to move some of us from here because they think we are on the verge of nuclear war? I guess it could be a possibility. Maybe the reason there are so many UFOs in the sky is they are on a mission to save races from total extinction, not by stopping a nuclear war as some suspect, but saving some humans to repopulate somewhere if that happens.